From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, April 11th. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with Dr. Ollie Watts Davis about those being honored at the University of Illinois Black Chorus's annual Moms Day concert and the impact the chorus has on the community. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Biden administration announced plans this week to provide student debt relief to more than 30 million borrowers, but some Chicagoans are skeptical they will get the help they need. Lisa Kurian Phillip reports.
Julian Old is a high school counselor in southeast Chicago. To get the job, she had to take on more than $60,000 in graduate student debt.
Honestly, the idea of having any hope that anything's going to help is pretty low at this point. I just feel like I'm going to, die paying student loans.
Federal officials say they're working on helping borrowers with runaway interest, older debt, or financial hardship. Unold isn't sure if she'll qualify, and she says she hasn't been able to get clarity from her loan servicer. Lisa Corian Phillip.
If you still have your eclipse glasses from Monday's event, don't throw them away. Illinois Student Newsroom's Anuligo Chuba has more on local efforts to redistribute eclipse glasses.
Collection boxes are set up at the Parkland College Learning Commons and at the Starkle Planetarium. According to a post on the Parkland College Facebook page, the glasses will be donated to Astronomers Without Borders, a nonprofit organization that will vet the glasses for reusability and redistribute them around the world. The organization says on its website that it received millions of donated glasses after the 2017 solar eclipse and has since sent tens of thousands of eclipse glasses to places like South America, Asia, and Africa. I'm Anuligo Chuba, Illinois Student Newsroom.
The federal government is cracking down on toxic forever chemicals with new drinking water standards. The Environmental Protection Agency announced yesterday that all states must screen for 6 PFAS compounds in their public water systems. Prior to the rule, only 2 states in the Midwest, Michigan and Wisconsin, had regulatory limits on PFAS chemicals. Michigan Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin, a Democrat, says the rules puts more pressure on polluters like the Department of Defense to clean up contaminated sites.
They have constantly used the excuse that there's no nationwide EPA standard for PFAS, so they don't have to accommodate people who have contaminated water systems. Well, that changes today.
The EPA estimates that 10% of public utilities in the country will have to make changes to meet these standards. Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with Dr. Ollie Watts Davis about those being honored at the University of Illinois Black Chorus's annual Moms Day concert and the impact the chorus has on the community. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Explore the transformative potential of the arts in the documentary series The Expressway with Dulé Hill. The series delves into the profound impact of the arts on our daily lives, centered on the diverse perspectives of artists from across the U.S. Viewers join lifelong singer, dancer, and actor Dulé Hill in a celebration of community and creative expression. The Expressway with Dulé Hill is available to stream now with the free PBS app or on our website at video.will.illinois.edu.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The University of Illinois Black Chorus presents their annual Moms Day concert this Saturday, April 13th at 7:30 p.m. at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. I spoke with conductor and professor Dr. Ollie Watts Davis about those being honored at the concert and the impact the Black Chorus has on the community.
The title is Mom Simply the Best, which makes me think of the Tina Turner song. You've had a lot of fun titles for your shows. Is that something that you come up with?
That is something that I come up with, the theme for the presentation. And you're absolutely correct. We will be paying tribute to the queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner. Additionally, we will be paying tribute to Harry Belafonte.
There's a lot with this concert, actually. It's the 2-year celebration of the 55th year of Black Chorus. What does that mean to you? Because you've been there for what, over 75% of it existing on the campus?
Well, I haven't done the percentage, but you're probably correct. Black Chorus was founded in 1968 by four students, and it has enjoyed a continual presence in this community. Rather than just having a one-year, 55-year celebration, I thought it would be unique and give others opportunity to enjoy the music and the continuation by having a two-year celebration. I'm also enjoying my 42nd year as the principal conductor. So it's really going to be a festive occasion at the Moms Day concert.
The celebration of mothers is such an important thing, especially in the Black community. What is it like for you and for your students to be performing and to have the theme revolved around Moms Day?
It's a wonderful opportunity and honor. The campus celebrates all the mothers, all the moms come to campus on a specifically designated weekend in the spring, as do the fathers come in the fall. So for Black Chorus to have an offering during this campus-wide celebration is really special. Yes, in the Black community, the mom is the foundation. So it's important for us to recognize all the contribution, the nurture, and just give her her dues, give her her flowers when she can receive them. And so we're especially pleased to have mothers of the graduating seniors recognized on the concert, and we'll be recognizing all the mothers in the audience as well.
Oh, that's beautiful. What a beautiful connection for the seniors and for their mothers. And this concert also will pay special tribute to the late Dr. William Patterson. Is that correct?
Yes, we plan to dedicate a specific piece in his honor. Dr. Patterson was a tremendous force in this community. We enjoyed some really fun conversations, sometimes challenging, but they always resulted in advancing the community and the youth in the community. So with his transition happening and it being right near our spring concert, I thought it only appropriate that we as Black Chorus pay our respects in this way musically.
Is there something that you're looking most forward to with this concert?
I'm looking forward to the entire offering. The students have worked so very hard and they're ready to deliver. It seems as if almost every year I'm rebuilding. I'm pleased to graduate a lot of students. That's why they come to the university. This particular spring semester Black Chorus has really done a stellar job of preparing and basically understanding the assignment. I oftentimes tell the students that whatever audience shows up, and we've been fortunate, we've had good audiences in the past, but they didn't earn that audience. The previous choir earned that audience. Mm-hmm. And so those people are coming because of the reputation and the standard of excellence that the previous choir was able to deliver. So I'm excited because, as I said earlier, I believe they understood the assignment. They put in the work, and on Saturday, we will give it away.
Dr. Davis, is there anything that you would like our listeners to know before the show on Saturday?
Listeners, I hope that you will find your way to Krannert Center on Saturday. The Black Chorus will present a real wide variety of music, starting with the spiritual and then a hymn and an anthem. And then we'll go into a tribute section of popular music. And these young students have worked really hard to capture the essence and the power of these artists. We will have on the second half of the concert our traditional and contemporary gospel selections with tremendous audience participation. So we hope that you'll come with your singing voice. You can even bring your tambourine if you like and join us, because the highest evaluation of our presentation is our audience participation. So we bridge the gap from the stage to the audience. Alums will return to campus and you'll see them back on the stage. So if you're an alum in the community or wherever you are and you hear this, you are invited. Black Chorus is not only, you know, an academic offering and a musical organization, but it's a leadership institute as well. And so I take student leaders and alum leaders and kind of raise them up and give them opportunity to share their expertise. And so I'm just really delighted with that. You know, having been with this work for so long, it's important to me to prepare others either to continue this work here on this campus or wherever they go. That's what's important.
You can see, hear, and sing along to all of the work that Dr. Davis, the students, the volunteers, and the staff have put into the Black Chorus's Moms Day concert this Saturday at 7:30 at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. Krannert Center for the Performing Arts is an underwriter of Illinois Public Media. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be cloudy and blustery with rain showers likely and a high of 60 degrees, north wind gusting up to 35 miles per hour. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Lisa Corian Phillips, Teresa Holmesy, Anulika Otuba, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.